Representative Dan Bishop names alleged impeachment whistleblower, he's not Voldemort. By Hannah Blow on November 12, 2019. Representative Dan Bishop, RNC, became the first member of Congress to publicly name the alleged whistleblower, whose secondhand complaint sparked the Democrats' impeachment inquiry, on Twitter Monday evening. Bishop on Monday responded to a tweet from an individual who suggested that the GOP refrain from using the term whistleblower, instead referring to him as the leaker or the operative or the deep state spy in the White House. The North Carolina congressman said he agreed 100%, noting that he refuses to cower before the authoritarian intimidation campaign. He's not Voldemort. And he's not a bona fide whistleblower. Even if he were, he wouldn't be entitled to secrecy. Eric Chiamarella is a deep state conspirator, Bishop wrote. He needs to testify now. Eric Chiamarella is a career CIA analyst whom Real Clear Investigations suggests is the likely so-called whistleblower in a report last month. However, Chiamarella had been floating around as the possible whistleblower long before the bombshell report. Chiamarella also has links to the infamous anti-Trump dossier and reportedly interfaced about Ukraine with individuals who played key roles in facilitating the infamous anti-Trump dossier produced by Fusion GPS and reportedly financed by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee, as Breitbart News reported. Bishop's move now places extra pressure on tech giants like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, owned by Google parent company Alphabet, and Wikipedia, which have all suppressed usage of Chiamarella's name and penalized users for sharing it. "We are removing any and all mentions of the potential whistleblower's name," Facebook told Breitbart News last week, but said the company will revisit this decision should their name be widely published in the media or used by public figures in debate. As the first member of Congress to use the name in a public setting, Bishop certainly fits the description of a public figure airing Chiamarella's name in debate. Despite popular belief, the law does not explicitly prevent anyone other than the Intelligence Community Inspector General, ICIG, who received the complaint that triggered the impeachment inquiry from outing the identity of the so-called whistleblower, as multiple establishment media outlets have admitted. Schiff dismissed the Republicans' list. "This inquiry is not, and will not serve, however, as a vehicle to undertake the same sham investigations into the Bidens or 2016 that the president pressed Ukraine to conduct for his personal political benefit, or to facilitate the president's effort to threaten, intimidate, and retaliate against the whistleblower who courageously raised the initial alarm," Schiff stated.